Karen, congratulations.
Thank you.
You have any idea what number record this is for you guys?
Well, I'll tell you this. This coming year will be our 30th anniversary. And when we finish two more projects we've committed, we will have 30 projects in the can. But those include side projects and live projects and everything else. So
I'd love to know how many miles you guys have logged over 30 years.
I don't want to think about it.
My goodness. Well, congratulations. This is a lovely, lovely record. And I've been suffering from a lack of maybe the bug to listen to new music. And this changed that. And that's a good thing.
I'm so glad.
It's the best thing I've heard in a long, long time. And it's hard to take out of the player.
Oh, thank you so much.
Who are your players working with you on this? Love and Revelation.
We were really fortunate, of course, to record with Ryan Freeland, who is a wizard and a kind soul. And the Band of Sweethearts, Jay Bellarose on drums and percussion, Jenny Kondos on bass, Patrick Warren and his keyboard wizardry, and of course, Greg Leese, and then our very own Bradley Meinerding from Cincinnati.
Are most of these touring partners as well? Or does it depend on what the gigs are?
It depends on the gigs. Mm-hmm. We have been on the road a fair bit with Jay and Jen, and we've recorded with them a lot, and we've recorded with Greg Leese a couple of times. Couple different projects, and Patrick as well. Most of the time, we are a trio, and Brad's our road warrior that we've been touring with for the last 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Over 30 years, has, I don't know if you can speak for Linford, you probably can, has your songwriting process changed, evolved? If you look back how you were writing in the late 80s or 90s through the 2000s?
I would hope so. Yeah, when we started working together, I didn't really write that much. At least I didn't write what I would consider sharing with anyone. And then it slowly evolved into this formula, sort of organically, where Linford writes about a third of the songs, I write a third, and then we collaborate on the remaining third. It just kind of works out like that. This project was a little different. For some reason, I was in the trenches a little bit more. Maybe I had a little bit more to say. I don't know. But I ended up writing about 60% of this record. And it always feels good to have a song to write. I'm not dead yet, so.
On the collaborative efforts, do you guys like set up a meeting and say, let's write today? Or do you have something partially written and bring it to Linford and he kind of does the once over on it?
Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah.
We are each other's trusted editor, and we are gentle but firm about what we like and don't like. It can happen any number of ways, though. I mean, I'll have something that I will, you know, want to share, and maybe I think it's finished, maybe it's not. It works both ways. But sometimes it's good to just say, hey, you know, we're going to write for the next couple of weeks and finish some of these songs because they're
ready. Have you ever gotten the kibosh where you, you hand him something, he says, this is crap, Karen, or vice versa?
It works both ways. Yes, yes, and yes. There's some roadkill along the way, but that's inevitable. Yeah.
You know what? I imagine that so-called roadkill perhaps surfaces in the future and it can be fixed up a little bit.
Maybe. Depends.
So I'm driving home listening to this for the very first time, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 songs, and I'm thinking, wow, it's been a long time. This is great stuff. And I get to track 9. Yeah. It's a little thing called Rockin' Chair. And I'm so grateful that there's repeat buttons on CD players, because I went through that about 6 or 8 times, and it gave me the best feeling. And you'll probably not know what I'm talking about, but it's a kind of feeling that I got and still get when I hear like a John Sebastian Daydream.
Oh, wow.
One of those, just, it makes me smile. I want to drive a little faster. Cue up number 9. Let's hear Rockin' Chair.
Got any room for me over there? And various states of disrepair.
tell me about how that came about. It's a quirky thing.
It's funky little tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that is a song that Linford had started probably a few years ago. And it ended up on the scrap heap. And we were finishing this new group of songs for Love and Revelation. And I remembered it. I just started singing it. We were out somewhere in the West, and I just started singing the song. And I was like, oh, whatever happened to that song about the rocking chair?
How far had he gotten initially?
A couple verses? Probably had a couple verses, yeah. And it just didn't fit anywhere, you know. So it was just, we set it aside. And I said, what about that one, you know? And we started singing through it, and it was like, oh, that feels kind of good. It's about where we are right now. And so we sat around the kitchen table and finished it. And that's mostly, I would call that a Linford song. But when we got in the studio, that's when it got fun, because it just brings on a whole new life, you know, when you have these players and they're bringing their thing to it. And it's just kind of this fresh feel. And then Linford went over to the whirly and started playing that cool whirly part. And I said, that's the ticket right there. Oh, yeah, I'm really happy with that track.
What studio were you in this time around?
Stampede Origin. That's Ryan Freeland's studio in Culver City.
And what kind of time did you put in on this recording? How long?
Well, as far as the actual recording itself, we went out there for, I want to say, 3 or 4 days, because we only had a couple of days with Jay. He was on the road with Alison Krauss most of the year, so we were trying to catch some time when he and Jen could be together with us in the studio. And it all fell together. And so we were like 2 or 3 days. And then we went back out later for a few days to just kind of start tweaking and mixing and seeing what we had. And so we didn't spend a whole lot of time on it.
You have a release party coming up.
We do. March 15th. Well, this record, Love and Revelation, is going to be released internationally and on all streaming services on March 15th. And we're going to have a little CD release party and concert in Wilmington, Ohio, at the Murphy Theater this coming Friday. And we'll have the band there, and we're going to have a little bit of fun. So hopefully everybody can come.
Now, looking ahead to the future, is your celebration over Memorial Day weekend going to happen again?
It is. Yes, our festival. We're doing it again. We're crazy. It's a labor of love. And we have some amazing acts coming out. I don't think we could ever do one without the Birds of Chicago joining us. I think they're going to kick it off this year. We have Lee Nash, who is just a gorgeous singer-songwriter. She was in a band called Sixpence None the Richer, and they had so many hits, I can't even name them all. And she's writing some new material that's just gorgeous. And she makes me laugh and cry, and that's my speed. So, and we confirmed John Paul White. He's going to come out and do some music for us. The wonderful photographer that did the cover art for Love and Revelation, Rodney Bersale, will be there with his photography and much, much, much more.
And that is Memorial Day weekend for the folks who don't know all the details. It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday usually, right?
That's right.
This year as well?
That's right. Yeah, on Friday night, we have a little VIP dinner where Over the Rhine and the Band of Sweethearts play. And we have a nice dinner that is prepared for everybody lovingly by Todd Hudson of Wildflower Cafe. It's pretty spectacular. And then on Saturday and Sunday, it's all music and workshops and all day long, Saturday and Sunday.
Are tickets available yet, or when will they be?
They are available. They are for sale. And you can find them on our website or Nowhere Else Festival.
Thank you so much. The new one is called Love and Revelation, the release party this coming Friday at the Murphy Theater in Wilmington.
That's right.
That's correct.
That's right.
And then the festival further on down the pike on Memorial Day weekend. We've been chatting with Karen Berquist, Over the Rhine. Thank you very, very much. Always good to catch up.
Thank you so much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.